A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One day Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go in search of the one stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, is it not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost?" The Gospel of the Lord. That last line had a double negative in it, and I had to pause to make sure I said it correctly. Yes. You know, whenever I hear this Gospel passage, I've always thought to myself, It's a great image, you know, of the Good Shepherd who cares so much about the one little lost sheep. And it's admirable, you know. It's very touching that he goes off into the desert and he looks for it and he finds it full of brambles and he loves it and cares for it. But I've often wondered, what about the other 99? Didn't he abandon them? That's the feeling. And in this great imagery of Jesus's, I think he touches something that's part of our lives that sometimes, for all of us, at times, there might be a little twinge of that. For some people, they feel really abandoned by God. When the truth is, you know, we might say, well, that's bad shepherding. That's what the world would say. Bad shepherding. You're abandoning the 99. You've got 99 more. Don't worry about it. But Jesus is talking about God, the Good Shepherd. We hear all through Advent about the mountain of the Lord. Today we hear it again. Isaiah says it many times. And gee, we have it right here in our banners. You know, Jerusalem, the holy city. You can see the little sheep up there, and there's the path up the hill, the light of Jerusalem. The mountain of the Lord, which is this safe place. It's a great image of God's loving heart. Sheep are safe there. Sheep are cared for. One need not worry if one lives in the mountain of the Lord, in God's heart. And this shepherd who is God goes after the stray, or the strays. There are many strays. And has a special, I don't want to say obsession, but you know, St. Alphonsus comes close to saying that when he says, God is crazy with love, so much so that he's beside himself with so much love. That God is really centered on the person who at least feels lost or is lost, to have that person return to God's heart. We hear in Isaiah, you know, in another place, that all the nations will stream toward the mountain of the Lord. Everyone will. People need to experience this mountain, the mountain of God's loving heart. And sometimes they need us to help them show the way. Something we can't prove, but we can live it, embrace it, and witness to it. Once a person experiences it, they're set and they're on that mountain. God cares for everyone. God loves everyone. There are no exceptions. And as we've said many times, it doesn't matter what our opinion of that is, or whether we agree or disagree, God's love is constant. The mountain of the Lord is always there. Mercy, love, compassion. So whatever, to apply for ourselves, we might think, well, I'm a pretty good person. There's always something that tries to lead us astray. Try to recognize that. Let's all try to recognize that or those things, especially now during Advent, and give it to the Lord. It's something that needs healing. Take it to reconciliation. Talk with someone about it. Give it to God. We want to stay in the mountain. We want to stay in God's heart.